Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog A Tips Tuesday podcast for January 21st, 2020. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include why we're going back to our original time for the live stream, an interesting site speed case study I'm doing this week, where the encore of the Gutenberg webinar will be shown, and woohoo, the DIY SEO quick start begins this Thursday to prep for our live workshops. What's new from the dev of Social Pug? Which speed test I'm starting on this week? Why you need to go directly to your WordPress login page to avoid a redirect? Why you need to log out of your WordPress site? Why it's a mistake to think that Google alone is pushing us for better internet security? The new unsecured warning Chrome will start showing this week? And why third-party cookies are going to die? And what this means for those who run ads on their site. So let's dive in. I sure do hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Blog 8 Facebook page. Yes, we're going back to our original time for the live stream starting today. Too many of my regular peeps can't make the earlier time, and I miss hanging out with y'all. Now, the live stream is a great way to get the deeper story on what's reported in Tips Tuesday, and I almost always have breaking news for the day, too. So come join us live for the party. In Blogade happenings, one of my new site audit clients had a super interesting setup on her site. Basically, everything anybody said would be good for speed was thrown into the site. Now, several other tech experts had worked on the site before the client came to me, and it was a bit of a mess. Now, I took all their optimization stuff out, and the site actually ran faster. Plus, all of the fixes and tweaks we've done since have made it faster, too. Now, the site also has AMP, Google Ads, and WebP images too. So I'm getting a good look at how those affect site speed, as most of my clients don't use any of those things. So if you come to the live stream this evening or watch the replay, I'll give you more details on what's turned into a very interesting case study. And woo, I've had my head down at my desk all week working on client projects. I'm booked well into March and have had some folks request early April for their site audit checkups. Then many of my projects I'm doing right now are site audits combined with migrating to better hosting, and that really saves you a lot of money. So if you want any type of site service, like an audit for speed and security, HTTPS conversion, or migration to new hosting, then please do get on my wait list now for an early spring project. And woohoo, I want to thank everyone who came to the live Gutenberg webinar last week and to those who watched the replay through the weekend. And I really appreciate your kind feedback on how much you enjoyed the webinar and how it helped you see just how powerful Gutenberg is these days. Now, because 3 times more folks registered than what I could hold in the event, I asked my site audit clients and webmasters to not attend the live sessions to ensure I would have enough virtual seating. So some folks took that to mean not to even register, which also knocked them out of getting the info about where to find the replay. So I'll be making the replay freely available in the private member areas for my site audit clients and webmasters soon. Now, if you're in those memberships, look for an email this week when I get the replay posted for you. And woohoo, I'm very excited to get going with my peeps in the DIY SEO course this week. On Thursday, we'll begin our quick checks ahead of our live workshops. We want to ensure that everyone has their basic foundation for Yoast SEO settings and all Google connections set up just right before we do the first workshop on technical SEO on February 6th. Now, I'll be sending out emails every 2 days with these quick checks, but because I know some of you would rather batch all the checks into one sitting, I'll have all the links available for you in the course, and you're welcome to skip ahead if you like. And again this year, we'll have some accountability attached to the challenge by reporting into our private Facebook group that we completed each check as they come up. Plus, I'm currently rearranging the live workshop order because I have new things coming, like getting set up with Bing and all the new features they've released lately. Yep, Bing. There's been such a backlash of anti-privacy concerns over Google that many folks are boycotting them, and Bing has been their go-to alternative search engine. In site audits, I'm seeing way more hits and indexing from Bing, and many of my clients have been reporting that their Bing traffic has been growing and converting for the last 6 months. Plus, I'm very excited about some of the new features, like your own Bing page. So it's definitely time to ensure we pay SEO attention to Bing now too. And it's not too late for you to get in on the fun. Jump on over to see what all's in the DIY SEO course now and see how you can get more traffic too, just like the folks report in the testimonials. And woohoo, Mahi, the original dev of Social Pug, has released a new affiliate program for WordPress. It will help folks who sell digital products through Easy Digital Downloads or WooCommerce and have an integrated way to add affiliates. Now, he told me about this last year, and I'm so excited for him to see it finally release. And I also appreciate his kind mention of my behind-the-scenes help with Social Pug. And I've got that post linked for you in the show notes. I had just shared all of my speed test data with him when the crisis hit with social warfare last year that threw all manner of new clients his way. And I was more than happy to help with tutorials and other supportive new features he was adding too. Now, FYI, I work with a lot of plugin and theme devs behind the scenes to help them make even better wares for us to use. And a few include WP Fastest Cache, Mediavine, and Astra Themes, and more. And woohoo, I'm ready to get my baseline test going for this week for my annual deep speed test. Now, I asked in a WordPress speed up group for all of the caching plugins they would like to see tested. And glad I did, as I'd not even heard of two or three of them due to them being so new. Now, I also asked about any combos they wanted me to test and got some great ideas for that too. So, caching and optimization plugins are first up on the test series. Those will not include image optimization, as that's a whole other can of worms I don't want to open until later this year. Now, I'll also be doing head-to-head theme test for Astra, Genesis, and Divi. And this year, I'll be doing head-to-head hosting tests too. Now, honestly, those caching and optimization plugins are going to be the worst of it, as it takes a lot of tests with multiple configurations to fully vet them. So I really want to knock those out first. And that will also allow me to apply the best ones to all the other test types to see how fast I can make themes and hosts and other plugins too. Now, beyond those tests, I need to run all new tests for the best share button plugins as well as recipe plugins and update the posts I already have out on those. And I have a list of other plugins I want to test like Jetpack and Yoast SEO and such, just so I have the data to bust some myths about how they impact site speed. None of what you may currently be hearing about either of those plugins is true anymore, but I need the data to prove it. So I've got a full 6 weeks or more of testing in front of me to do. Now, the main reason I do this is so that I have the proven data to make the best recommendations for you and your site needs. The other benefit is that we all have better hosting, themes, and plugins to use too, so it's well worth it. And I'll be sharing that raw test data with my webmaster training members, as well as some of the hosting, theme, and plugin devs. And then I'll have public summary posts for everybody. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. And it's been another slow news week, for which we are all grateful. So there are only a few tips to share this week, but they are certainly impactful. In WordPress tips, when you first set up your WordPress site, WordPress told you to use the WP-admin slug to log in. The slug is the last part of the link. Your domain is the first part. Well, if you do that, and look in your URL bar, you'll notice that it simply redirects you to wp-login.php. Now, when I do site audits and I see a ton of redirects, some of those are coming from the site owner going to WP admin, and most are from bad bots hitting the URL because the sites have not been properly protected from them. Now, all of those redirects, no matter where they come from, chew up your hosting resources, and for nothing. So, start using domain.com/wp-login.php to log into your site and avoid that redirect. And then get your site properly secured so the bots stop hitting on either one of them. And no, hiding your login page or changing the name doesn't work. Security by obscurity was a flash fad that the bots figured out a long time ago. There are far better ways to protect your login page from a brute force attack. And another way you can cut down on chewing up your own hosting resources is to log out of your site when you're not actively working on it. I can see this in AWS stats during a site audit. The admin AJAX requests are through the roof. Now think of it like leaving the taxi meter running while you're in the restaurant eating. WordPress is constantly having to refresh your session to keep it active. So log out and save all of those hosting resources for your visitors. In security tips. Now the security tips this week center around changes coming to Chrome that will enhance internet security. And it's super important for us to understand that Google is not single-handedly forcing this on us. Google is part of a much larger consortium of vendors that help set the standards of cybersecurity. Now, some of those vendors include the makers of the internet hubs all of the traffic goes through, like Cisco, and vendors that make the servers our hosts use and the software that runs on them. So it's super important that all of them are on the same page with standards. Google is used by the consortium as the muscle to enforce these changing standards. Now, via their search engine, they can either boost or penalize sites that don't adhere to the standards. And via Chrome, they can show warnings or block sites that aren't up to par. So, while it may feel like it's all Google doing the pushing on these things, just know that it goes way beyond them. And these things will make for a safer internet for all of us. So it's good for us to cooperate. Now also realize that Google talks about its plan changes well ahead of time. It's just that most site owners and webmasters don't hear about it until it's right on top of us. If you follow someone like me, I'll keep you way ahead. Okay, so now Chrome, as of now, Chrome will show warnings on sites running lower than TLS 1.2. TLS stands for Transport Layer Security. It's an encryption protocol that's used to send data across the internet more securely. And like all encryption methods, it evolves over time. Now, most hosts have been sending out your site's data on TLS version 1.1 because older versions of Internet Explorer could not handle the more modern encryption levels of TLS 1.2 or 1.3. And lots of government offices still use older versions of IE. So this is not a little thing. And that's why hosts have lagged behind in upgrading to TLS 1.2 delivery. But those government offices have had years to upgrade to a more modern browser, and now Google is forcing their hand to do so if they haven't already. As of this month, Chrome will show a warning in the URL bar for any site that's sending data on any TLS version below 1.2. Now, for my site audit clients and webmasters, I've been setting the TLS version minimum to 1.2 in Cloudflare and delivering sites on TLS 1.3 plus ORT for over a year now. Cloudflare has since split ORT which is another layer of protection, off into its own setting. So if you want to update your Cloudflare settings, there are now three of them. And this is just one of the things I check in a loyalty audit for my site audit clients when they come in for a site checkup every 12 to 18 months. In the past year, there have been 20 changes at Cloudflare alone, and everything about security and performance changes all the time. So do yourself a favor and get an audit from someone who keeps up with all this techie stuff, and then get an audit checkup if it's been over a year since your last one. You most definitely want to be like my clients and webmasters who stay ahead of the curves with what's coming down the pike with Chrome, so when it hits, you can just relax because it's been taken care of long ago for you. And ooh, cookies are going bye-bye. You know, I believe the whole GDPR implementation a year and a half ago made all site owners keenly aware of just how many tracking cookies were on their site. But cookies are actually a pretty old technology that seriously needs updating, and GDPR shined a bright light on that too. Now, the problem is big advertisers have totally embraced cookies as their preferred tracking method for clicks and retargeting of ads. So this is not a little thing to change. Now, back in August 2018, Chrome announced the launch of their Privacy Sandbox Initiative, which is a set of open standards to replace third-party cookies. And a few days ago, Chrome announced that they are moving forward with this initiative and hope to eradicate third-party cookies over the next 2 years. So how does this impact ads on your site if you run them? You know, this has huge implications for all advertisers. Now, for those of you who run ads, the top two ad agencies are already all over this. AdThrive and Mediavine have been planning for this change for years. But if you're using the lower to barrier entry ad agencies, you're going to want to check with them to see where they are with this. And from what I've seen with Ezoic and some others, they aren't even up to today's standards, much less prepared for tomorrow's. And I know many bloggers are in such a hurry to monetize their sites that they go for these lower entry number agencies. But honestly, you're not doing yourself any favors. They slow page load so much and have such junky ads that you'll just run off your visitors, and it will take you longer to grow your traffic to qualify for the top tier ad agencies. Now, my advice is just to wait. Honestly, I hear it all the time in blogger groups, how they never got paid enough from the lower tiers to have made the sacrifice in speed and quality worth it, and they wish they had just waited. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support all the free and helpful info you get on Blogate and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.